cleansing. This is how the baptism form says it. Baptism, whether by immersion or sprinkling, teaches that sin has made us so impure that we must undergo a cleansing which only God can accomplish. And therefore, we ought to be displeased with ourselves, humble ourselves, and turn to God for our salvation. With that in mind, let's come to our God in a prayer of confession. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we confess to you and before one another that we have sinned greatly in thought, in word, and deed. We have offended your holiness. We have failed to love our neighbor. And we have followed the devices of our own hearts, and we have spurned the promptings of your spirit. Through our own faults, we have deserved your judgment. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us and hear our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A hymn of penitence that we sing together is hymn number 254 from Psalm 79, Remember Not, O God. Let's remain seated as we sing the three stanzas. Baptism reminds us that we are sinners who need cleansing, but more, baptism is a reminder of the promises of the gospel. God saves, God washes, God cleanses by grace through faith. And so baptism reminds us of these things. That's why we're baptized into the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. As the baptism form says it, again on page 957, our baptism into the name of God the Father is his assurance to us that he makes an everlasting covenant of grace with us and adopts us as his children and heirs. And therefore he surrounds us with his goodness and protects us from evil or turns it to our profit. When we're baptized into the name of the Son, we are assured by Christ himself that he washes us in his blood from all our sins. Christ joins us to himself so that we share in his death and resurrection. And through this union with Christ, we are liberated from our sins and regarded as righteous before God. And baptism into the name of the Holy Spirit is the assurance that the Spirit of God will make his home within us. While living within us, the Spirit will continually work to strengthen and deepen our union with Christ. He will make real in our lives Christ's work of washing away our sins. He will help us each day to live the new life we have in Christ. And as a result of his work within us, we shall one day be presented without the stain of sin among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Now, of course, we have to respond to these promises. That's why we add, not only does baptism remind us that we need cleansing, and not only does it proclaim the gospel promises, it also calls us to a life of new obedience. God does his part in the covenant, but we must also do ours. We must repent. We must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we must walk in his love. Again, as the form for baptism also says, we must cling to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We must trust him and love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. We must abandon the sinful way of life, put to death our old nature, and show by our lives that we belong to God. And if we through weakness should fall into sin, we must not despair of God's grace, nor use our weakness as an excuse to keep sinning. Baptism is a seal and totally reliable witness that God is always faithful to his covenant. That our children may also grow in these things, that's why we baptize them as well. Our children share in Adam's condemnation, but they also share in God's favor in Christ. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, households of believers received the sign and the seal of the covenant. Jesus embraced such children, and he blessed them. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 14, that they are set apart, and they are holy. This means that we are also obligated to teach our children that they too, as covenant members, must repent from sin, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and walk in new obedience. With that, let's come to our God and ask for a blessing upon the baptism this morning. Shall we pray? Father, we pray that you will not destroy us in our sin, like Pharaoh, but save us like he did with Noah and Israel. We thank you for the covenant promises pictured and proclaimed in the waters of baptism. We pray to gracious God that you keep these little ones in the palm of your hand. We pray that you give us firm faith, hope, and love. Bless your people by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now the questions. Ross and Nicole, I invite you to stand as you answer these questions before God and his people. Three questions. First, you acknowledge that our children who are sinful from the time of conception and birth and therefore subject to the misery which sin brings, even the condemnation of God, are made holy by God in Christ, and so as members of his body ought to be baptized. Second, you acknowledge that the teaching of the Old and New Testaments, summarizing the Apostles' Creed and taught in this Christian church, is the true and complete doctrine of salvation. And third, do you sincerely promise to do all you can to teach your child and to have her taught this doctrine of salvation? Ross, Nicole, what is your answer? And there's also a question for the congregation. And if this question is appropriate for you, you may respond by saying, "We do, God helping us." Do you, the people of the Lord, promise to receive this child in love, pray for her, help instruct her in the faith, and encourage and sustain her in the fellowship of believers, congregation? What is your answer? We do, God helping us. You may present Mariella forward for baptism and invite the children to come forward as well so they can witness this. Yep, come on up, Josh. You hold the towel, okay? Very good. Come on right in here. Now, boys and girls, this way, you got to see the baptism. Yeah, come on, you got to see the water. Come on forward. There we go, crowd right around. Okay. We're glad that you can see this too, because Mariella is going to be up here all by herself, right? Hey, you are sweet. Very good. Okay. Ross, Nicole, you know, this is now your church home. We're glad that you are members here and you're blessed. And what's so neat, too, is that, okay, the church is not just for big people like you. The church is also for these little ones and for Mariella as well. And so it's such a beautiful thing that we get to see that Mariella receives the sign and the seal of God's covenant. There we go. Mariella Wilhelmina Tubas, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Very good. Praise God. Church is full of children. It's a beautiful thing. We're going to stand together. We're going to sing hymn number 267, stanzas 1, 2, and 4, "And Can It Be?" Let's stand together as we sing, and you kids can go all back to your parents, okay? Thanks for helping out, Josh. Yeah? You guys can go back to your I'm going to come to our God in a congregational prayer. Some things we need to, of course, to remember in our prayers. First of all, kind of a thanks to